We have a preaching word, the solid rock. Amen. The solid rock. And Jesus Christ, he is that solid rock. Amen. And I thank the Lord that we can stand on his solid rock. We need it in these times that we're living in, because everything is looking kind of scary and everything is looking, amen, and chaos seems to be. But we don't have to worry, because we are, amen, on the Lord's side. And one thing about the Lord, he gonna keep us standing. Amen. He ain't gonna let us fall. He ain't gonna let us, amen, stumble, praise God, because we're standing on the solid rock. Amen. We standing on something solid. We standing on something firm and standing on something mighty. Amen. When we standing on the rock, and the rock is no more than Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you storms gonna rise. I'm here to tell you problems gonna rise, trouble gonna rise. But when we on the rock of Jesus, praise God, that solid rock, we don't have to worry about falling off the cliff. Amen. We don't have to worry about, amen, stumbling and can't hardly make it, praise God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that can hold us, and a God that is strong, praise God, in these times that we're living in. Amen. We ain't wearied in well-doing, praise God. We ain't troubled on every side, amen, because we got a big God that can do big things. We got a God, amen, that is awesome, praise God, in these times that we're living in. I'm so glad I don't have to put my dependency in what I see, amen. I don't have to put my dependency on what I see happening today, praise God. But I put my trust in the Lord. We just sung that song, I will trust in the Lord, praise God. I will stay on the battlefield. Amen. I ain't gonna run. Praise God. I'm gonna stay right here. Praise ye the Lord. Cause I do know. I got good news this morning. I do know if God is for you, amen, he won't be against us. He's for us, amen. Amen. If he's for us, amen, nothing can work against us. Praise God, because God is on our side. Amen. When we can't holler and make it, he's still there, amen, ready to let us know you can make it anyhow. Praise God. When you feel like quitting, amen, he'll give you some boost to say, don't quit, amen. You just keep going on anyhow. Praise God. So I'm so glad. I said I'm so glad we got a workable God, amen. A God that can work in trying times. A God that can work in troublesome times. A God that can work in your time. What are you going through with this morning? What are your problems? God is able. Stand on the solid rock. Praise God. Stand anyhow. And let the devil know you're going to stand. Allow him to know you're not going to run from him. You're not going to be afraid of him, because my God got us. Praise God. Amen. We don't have to worry about these troubles. Praise God. Because we got a big God that could do big things. We got a God that can solve problems. We got a God that can work miracles. We got a God that can fix it. So stand, I said stand on the solid rock. How many know, church, he's able. He's able. Sometimes we feel like we're serving a disabled God. We're not serving a handicapped God. We are not serving a God that cannot perform. We are not serving a God that is weak. But we serving a God that can do all things. He is able. I say he is able. Ephesians 3:20. The Bible says, now unto him that is able. Didn't I just tell you he was able? Now we're going to prove it through the word. Bible said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church of Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So he is able. When the devil try to bluff you, when the devil try to push you in the corner, you look at him and say, my God is able. My God is able. Come on, somebody. I said, my God is able to do exceeding abundant above all that you're going to ask or think. Can you comprehend that? All that you can ask or even think about, he can do it. Praise God. Amen. That's why we don't have to fear. That's why we don't have to fall. That's why we don't have to give up. Praise God. That's why we can stand on this able God. Praise God. Yeah, in times like these. I remember he was telling Peter, praise God, over here in Matthew 16. Let's turn to Matthew 16. Praise Jesus. And let's see what that is saying. Matthew 16. Amen. The 16th chapter. And we want to read at the 14th verse. Praise God. This letting you know when we own the rock, that's no more than Jesus Christ. Praise God. The Bible says, and they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some Elias, and others Jeremias, are one of the prophets. He said unto them, Jesus saying, but whom say ye that I am? Asking Peter, Jesus asking Peter. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon, Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, Peter, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So I thank God for the rock of this morning. And the rock is Jesus. So he is introducing Peter to this rock, and that's himself. And that's why, amen, we need to get acquainted with this rock. Amen. Somebody that can hold us when trouble prevails. Somebody that can, amen, give us some boost, praise God, when we seem to feel like we can't holler, have the energy to make it. So this is what works, praise God. Peter, upon this, Peter unto thee, that Peter, and upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Come on, somebody. Amen. And I want to say, we as Christians of God and, amen, people of God, we have that same authority. Amen. That we can stand, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Amen. Because God is our buckler. Because God is our, amen, stronghold. God is there to withstand, amen, in these times of trouble. Praise God. Amen. I am the rock, praise God. Amen. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Praise God. And it said, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Amen. It works right with us today. Amen. We got the keys. Whatever we bound on earth can be bound in heaven. Amen. See, we got authority. We don't have to walk around here like we on foreign dirt. In foreign ground, we don't have to walk around here, praise God, like we, amen, just strangers and pilgrims here, praise God, amen. We, God owned this earth. He owned the hill. He owned the earth. He owned everything. And we all appoint heirs of God, joint heirs of God, and joint heirs of Christ. So that make us have some inheritance. Come on, somebody. So lift your head up. Amen, and know that God is on your side. Praise God. He is the rock. He is something that can hold us when storms come. Amen. We don't want to be on no sinking ground. We don't want to be on something that don't work. We want to be on something solid. Praise God. Especially in times like these. Praise God. Amen. I see too many people's falling. I see too many people is falling out the way. And some people that once were saved and amen, once were with God, amen, done got deceived and done gave up on the Lord because they can't handle these things. Come on, somebody. But I'm here to tell you, God is still God. You don't have to run from the devil. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. The battle is not yours. I said the battle is not yours, but the battle is God. Stand strong. Lift your head up. Know that God will be on your side. Praise God. I stand on the promises of God, and I love his promises. His promise, one of them said, I will never leave you. Do you know the Lord said in his word that he will never leave us, not forsake us? The Lord said he will be with us until the end of the world. Praise God. He's going to be there. That's why we're on something solid. We're on a rock. Amen. Where we can stand when the storms arise. Amen. When the problems come, you can stand tall. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. I thank the Lord for Jesus, the rock. Praise God. And we know we sing a song here in our evening light books. Praise God. And to go right along with this message this morning, amen, or this afternoon, praise God. Amen. I think at number 51, hallelujah, in here, praise ye the Lord. Amen, 51. It said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Amen. It said on Christ, the solid rock I stand. Huh? Didn't I say we can stand? And all of the ground is sinking sand. Praise God. So amen, I want to stand right on the rock of Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody read that second verse and that third verse to me quite good and loudly, please. What did it say? When darkness. Okay, read loudly. When darkness fell, his lovely face. I rest on his. Look out, unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, hello somebody, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, his blood, support me in the whirling flood, but all around my soul give way. He then is all. Amen to Christ Jesus. He is our hope and stay. Read on. Now one day, church, he's going to come. And he's coming back for a prepared church. He's coming back for prepared people. Amen. One day, it says, shall come with the trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found. Dressed in his righteousness alone. Faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. All other ground is sinking sand. So I'm appalled today. I am excited this morning. Hey. That we can stand on the solid rock. When problems arise, I am excited that we can stand, amen, the judgment shall come. Praise God. I'm so glad that, amen, when folks talk about us, ain't God good? They may call us everything but a child of God. But I can stand on the solid rock. Praise God. I don't have to waver. And I don't have to rock. I don't have to sway. I can just stand right there and know that my God. Come on, somebody in this church. Just know that my God will fix it. My God will turn it around. My God will stand there with me. My God will not forsake me. Amen. Praise God. We got to get this message today because things are happening. Troubles is coming and problems is arising. We got to know who we holding on to. Amen. Jesus Christ, the solid rock. Praise God. Amen. Let's stand, praise God, in these times that we're living in. Praise you, the Lord. All right, let's turn now and to Psalms. Praise God. Psalms, someone get it to me. I'm going to read some scriptures out and read it loudly where we can all hear real good. Amen. Psalms, the 24th chapter. Read that, sister. Amen, Kendra. Amen. Psalms, the 24th chapter, verses 6 to 10. Brother Daniel, read Psalms 18:2, loudly. Praise God. Sister Cynthia, get over here. Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, and I think it's that first verse. I believe it is. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Lord, I need your prayers every step of the way. Amen. Are y'all praying for me this morning? Praise God. Amen. I want to kind of introduce who this God, who represents us. Sometimes we think God is a little weakling now. Amen. But I want to tell you, whatever you're facing, God is almighty. God is the God of all. He's the God of the universe. He's God of everybody. He's God. Amen. And we want to put our trust in him. Praise God. We don't want to put our trust in princes and, amen, and horses and, praise God, all these other things, but we want to put our trust in the true God. Amen. A God that can help us. All right, now, Psalms, the 24th chapter, praise God, Amen. And the 6th to the 10th verse, listen up. It said, what it says, sister?
This is the generation of them that seek him.
That seek thy face. That seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah.
Lift up your hands.
All right. Listen up, church. Lift up your hands.
O ye gates.
And be ye lift up
ye everlasting
doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Now I want to let you know, amen, the hung down heads, praise God, amen. Your mind that's troubled and you just praise God, just looking all low and amen and looking to the ground, so to speak. But I want to let you know, amen, that we are standing on the solid rock. Amen. We ain't got to be fretful. We ain't got to be weeping. We ain't got to be looking to the ground. But we need to lift up your heads, ye gates. Praise God. Lift it up. And let the glory of the Lord come in the house. Amen. It's something about when you lift your heads up. Amen. And let the glory of the Lord come in. Praise God. You never the same. Praise ye the Lord. I thank God for that. Amen. It said, lift up your head, O ye gates. And ye lift up, praise God, ye everlasting doors. And let the King, I said, and let the King of glory, amen, shall come in. Amen. That's the problem today. Our heads is hung down. Our doors is closed. Amen. And we ain't letting the glory of the Lord come in. Praise God. You wonder why everything knocking you off the mat. You wonder why everything, praise God, just seem like it's the last of the last. Amen. Seem like you just, amen, can't hardly get it together. But I'm here to tell you, we are standing on the solid rock. Amen. We need to lift up our heads and amen and look to the hills of whence coming thy help and know that thy help come from the Lord. Look up, open them doors and let the glory of the Lord come in. Amen. We got to learn that in these days and times that we're living in. We got to learn to keep these doors up. Amen. Praise God. That's how God bless you. That's how God sent his anointing. That's how God sent his power. Praise God. We can sing that song all day long. Send the power down, Lord. But if those doors are down, the power cannot come in. Hello in here. Got to lift them doors up. It's just like them everlasting doors. It's just like if you're a mechanic. You got garage doors. And you need to do some work on a vehicle. You need to pull it in the shop. In order to pull it in the shop, you got to open them doors. Amen. My dad used to run the shop and we ran shops. If we kept those doors down, no cars could come in. No cars could get repaired. No cars could get a good fixing. Do you need a good fixing this morning? Amen. Open them doors. Lift your head up in the name of Jesus. And let the glory of the Lord come in your house. Praise God. Because we're going to need it. Things are getting tough out here. Trouble on every side. Problem is arising. But God is still God. God can still reign. And the Lord can still fix it. Read on, sister.
Who is the King of glory?
Excuse me. Amen. That's it. Thank you. Say it again. Asking a question. Man, who can do this? And I want to know, who is this King of glory? Who is this King of glory?
The Lord, strong and mighty.
He is the Lord. It is the Lord and strong and mighty.
The Lord, mighty in battle.
That's who it is. The Lord that is mighty in battle. You need to get acquainted with him. You and him need to get it together. Praise God. You can't work this battle out on your own. Amen. You can't stand on this rock just on your own. You got to ask for help. Lord, help me. Cry out to the Lord. Lord, I'm going through a crisis right now. And you know, we live in a secret world where nobody want to tell you none of their business or nothing what they're going through with. You want to just, amen, keep it to yourself. Amen. Somebody died the other day. I don't know who it was. And we knew nothing about them. They were sick and been sick numerous of months. But the family didn't tell anyone and they kept it very secret. And now they're dead. I wish I would have known when they were sick, because I would have wanted to come over there and lay some hands on them and let them know what the power of God can do. I would love to go over there and anoint with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise them up. But I didn't have the opportunity. And sometimes we like that with the Lord, but you can't fool God. God knows. He see you, but he wants you to ask. He wants you to say, Lord, I need you right here. I need this touch. Lord, can you come in and work miracles here? Right. Amen. Open them doors up. Quit trying to hide. Open them doors up. Let the glory of the Lord to come in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want to tell you, some people still asking questions. Who is God and where is God and why he ain't doing this and why he ain't doing that? God doing just what he said he would do. He works on his schedule and work on his time. Mary and Martha had to be reminded. They called on the Lord when Lazarus was sick. But the Lord didn't appear on the scene until Lazarus died. How many know the Lord knows when to come and it don't run late? Mary them got and Martha got concerned. Why you, so to speak, why you coming now? My brother's already dead and been dead 4 days and he's stinking. So, amen. Who is God? What the Lord tell him? I am. The resurrection. And I am the life. Yeah, you may be dead, but you're going to rise. See, that's what the Lord does. But you got to give him opportunity. You got to give him, you got to invite him to come in. And you got to tell somebody your troubles. Don't we sing a song, Hurry and Tell Him? Amen. Tell him all about it. Don't try to act like you can handle it on your own. I'm telling you right now, in the fear of God, you cannot handle your troubles and your problems. That's why we have a problem solver God. Amen. A big God that can do big things. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Lord is mighty in battles. Read on, sister.
Lift up your heads.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates.
Even lift them up.
Ye everlasting doors.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Now, if you lift them up, those everlasting doors, then the King of glory shall come in.
Who is the King of glory?
I'm asking one more time. Who is this King of glory?
The Lord of hosts.
The Lord of hosts.
He is.
I said he is the King of glory. Hallelujah. Get acquainted to the King. You got people around here in the world saying, I want to be the King. Amen. I don't want to deal with somebody that won't, these wannabes. But I want to deal with the one that is the King.
Yes.
And that's who I'm preaching on today. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. He's the one that up high and he's the one that look low. He see your failures. He see, amen, the way you conduct yourselves. He see your behavior. How many know you can't fool God? You got to get equipped. Get on fire for God. Amen. I'm going to tell you how I see today. I see a lot of slackness as a pastor. I see a lot of slothfulness. I see a lot of indifference and fault finding and all of these things. And you need to grab all of that and put it in the trash can. And let's open these doors up. Put the sign and say, we open now. I was closed, but now I'm open. Amen. Let's open up. I ain't talking about from 8 to 5 and 9 to 6. These doors got to be open 24/7, 365. You may get a part-time job. That's fine and good. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of God, you can't serve God part-time. It's full-time. Amen. And all the time. Praise God. I don't know about you. I'm going to stand on a solid rock. I'm going to stand with the Lord. All right, who got me? Psalms 18:2. Read that. All right. David is saying here, the Lord is. We got to know who he is, who the Lord is for you and to you. Said David, said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God and my strength, and whom I will trust. Say what? And he's my buckler. And the horn of my salvation. And the horn, come on somebody, of my salvation. And my high tower. Look at God. So he's everything to me. Amen. I remember at my wedding back in November 1982, I had my cousin to sing a song, amen, for my wife. And that song was, she's everything to me. Amen. I want to say, she's everything to me, but I'm here to tell you, she ain't like the Lord. Amen. Amen. She can do good. She can cook good. She can, amen, be a good housewife, but something about the Lord. He's the one that's truly everything to me. Yes. Amen. Whatever I need, he can provide. That's right. You don't have to go outside the gate for anything. Everything is in the house. Praise the Lord. In the house of the Lord. Thank you, Brother Daniel. Sister Cynthia, give me Deuteronomy. I think there were 32:1 read, and I believe that's it. What did that say? No, see what the fourth verse is. 32:4, what did that say?
He is the rock.
That's it. All right, amen. He, the Lord is the rock.
His work is perfect.
And his work is perfect.
For all his ways are judgment.
And all his ways are judgment. And God of truth.
And without iniquity.
Just. Just and right is he. That's what God is all about. Just and right is he. He is my rock. So I want to let you know, in the fear of the Lord this afternoon, let the Lord be your rock. He is a rock in weary land. Amen. He's there. And he won't leave you desolate. He won't leave you alone. He's always there. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. All right, Psalms. Let's go over here, Psalm 62. Amen. Let me see here. Praise God. I thank the Lord. I said I thank the Lord this morning. I'm excited about what he is doing and what he can do. Amen. Praise God. Psalm 62. Praise God. I think it's 62:1. Amen. Amen. 62. Amen. Let's just, amen. Let's read there that just the 62:1-2. It said, truly, my soul waited upon God. From him cometh my salvation. How many know you can't get salvation from any other but the Lord, but God? What is salvation, Pastor Leonard? Amen. Used to, they call it the religion, though. Religion and amen. But see, religion is anything you put your trust in, and it don't last, because you can have religion in your automobile, you know, because that's where your hope is. Amen. You can have religion in, amen, that, praise God, something of value of, that you, amen, mind is on. But, amen, but we don't need religion. We need salvation. There's a big difference. Where it said, truly my soul waited upon God, from him cometh my salvation. Now salvation is deliverance, huh? From sin and all unrighteousness. When you come to repent of your sins, you need deliverance. You need deliverance power to help you to refrain from all that, amen, iniquity and things that you have done wrong. You need deliverance. God can deliver you from smoking. God can deliver you from being a whoremonger. God can deliver you, amen, for committing adultery. God can deliver you from racism. God can deliver you, amen, from any ungodliness. That's what salvation is. And I thank the Lord. The Lord came into my heart and praise God in November of 1976. And he gave me complete deliverance. And I'll be the first one to say that, amen, deliverance don't mean that you're not going to have no mistake, or you ain't going to, amen, do some things that you don't have, amen, in the business doing sometime. That don't mean you throw your religion, all your salvation out the window. Amen. You ask God, say, hey, I fail here. Amen. I'm stumbling here. Hey, amen. I need you, Lord. The Lord will pick you up and brush you off and say, start again. Don't you throw the towel in. Don't you give up. Just keep pushing. Amen. Yeah, we're going to have mistakes, but don't boast on mistakes. Sometimes we boast too much on mistakes and just feel like you're going to have them. Oh, I'm a everybody to make mistakes. Start saying everybody make less of mistakes. We don't have to make mistakes. God can help us. But when we do make mistakes, he's there for us. Amen. Do you know what a mistake is? A mistake is when you do something that you don't know you're doing wrong. Amen. That's what a mistake is. Sometimes people do it. They don't even know they're doing wrong. The Bible said, but when you know to do good and do it not, it is a sin. Now, if you got knowledge that you're doing something wrong, that's not a mistake. That's a sin. And you need deliverance. Amen. Ain't God good in here? And then if we start saying, Lord, help me to quit making all these mistakes, some stuff that I don't even know I'm doing. Lord, let me just follow you more closely and precisely. Amen. Then you'll make fewer of mistakes. Amen. See? Praise God. Just don't just boast and say, oh yeah, God said, he said he'll forgive 70 times 70. Amen a day. So that's 490 times. I have 400 times to sin. Don't play with God. And I'm here to tell you, he ain't a play toy. Live this life. Live it abundantly. Amen. The Bible said, be ye therefore perfect as he is perfect. Can you live like Jesus? Yes. How can you? Because you got the same power he had. You got the same anointing. You have the same strength. And he have that keeping grace. We just read that he's able to keep us. What's that scripture say? He able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless. Come on now, somebody. Let's stick with the word. He's able. Amen. But are you able? Are you willing? Are you ready to let this man keep you on your feet? Are you ready, amen, to proceed and follow his will and do what he asks you to do? This is the kind of life we need today. We got to be honest with ourselves. It's no time to play. It's time to get dressed. And stay dressed. Put on the whole armor of God. Because we got to be ready for battle. Put on that helmet of salvation. Get that sword of the spirit. Put on that breastplate of righteousness. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. Be ready to run. The shield of faith. Come on, somebody. That's why we get caught up. We get caught up because we have on part armor. We may don't have the shield of faith. Some folks don't even have the sword of the spirit, which is the word of the Lord. Amen. The word of the Lord works. It works miracles. It saves souls. Send deliverance. Give you peace. In this troublesome world. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. And then the second verse says, he's only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense, and I shall not be greatly moved. We will not be moved. Amen. I'm here to tell you in the fear of the Lord this morning. We need to start talking to the devil and rebuking him. And let the devil know I shall not be moved. Amen. But you're going to move out of my life. You're going to move out of my home. You're going to move out of my vehicle. My mind is made up. And my heart is fixed. And I'm on the Lord's side. And I'm not going to let you or nobody else deter me on my journey. Amen. I'm going to go right on. You hear what I say, church? We are going to go right on. In the name of the Lord. May God bless you. Amen. Get on the right foot. And that's Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless.